America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have Scott Walker from Jefferson Parish, Councilman at Large. Scott, this is Newell and Jeff.
Steve Geller.
My mind just went blank. Thank you very much. Scott, what's the latest?
There's a lot going on, Newell. Preceding this, we had, a week and a half of rain that saturated the ground, and then we had rain all day today, and then that last hour really hit Jefferson Parish hard, last hour and a half. I think we got around 10 inches today, and about six of that came in the last hour and a half, and that has led to a lot of the flooding that we're seeing across Jefferson Parish. Some people are reporting flooding like they've never seen before. I know it's higher on my street than I've seen it in the 12 years I've been in this house, and we had canals overflow. We had the pumps overwhelmed. The pumps were operating. Just, I don't think there's a system in the country or anywhere else that could handle 6 inches in a couple of hours and 10 inches in a day. It's just a lot, and it overwhelmed the system.
So let's talk about the canal system. Obviously, do we know whether or not the West Esplanade Canal topped its size?
Yeah, there was West Esplanade topped, West Napoleon, West Metairie. I think you name the canal, it probably topped. And most of those stretches of canal were impassable in most spots along the way. So it was a real mess, and that's where it gets dangerous when people get out on the roads and the street disappears, and you never know where the canal starts and the street ends. So it gets to be a real dangerous situation.
Other than the Duncan Canal, where Cynthia Lee Shang, the parish president, informed us earlier that they had two pumps go down there, all the other pump stations were at full capacity, right?
Yeah, everything worked as expected, and for the most part, minus those two. And look, typically you're going to have a couple go. You might have one or two go down. They're going to go back up. You're going to get a temporary one in its place. People ask if the pumps are on. That's the first question we get. Are the pumps on? The pumps are always on, and you have people who are manning those that turn them on manually. You have some that turn on automatically based on water level, different water levels across the parish. So they are always manned. They are always turned on. They are always ready to go. Unfortunately, today was a perfect storm, no pun intended, but where everything just went together and caused a lot of problems. I mean, this was a hurricane that came through, and it was a serious rainmaker. Once that eye wall got over us for that 2 or 3 hours, however long it stuck with us and just didn't stop. And it was a lot of rain-driven, wind-driven rain. I had rain coming through my front door. I was being driven in from outside. I have a leak in my attic. I mean, there's stuff all over the place. Windows that I've never had leak before. I had water coming through them. I think a lot of people are seeing a lot of things they haven't seen after this storm today.
Well, you know, I drove back to the station, I guess it was around 7:15, and I have about 6 inches of clearance in my pool, and I had to backwash the pool because it was at the top. It was just about ready to breach the coping on the pool.
And there's the six inches. You measured it for us right there.
Right. And then when I left, I went out and I had to backwash it again, and it was about another 4. So I know that in my backyard, it's probably somewhere between, it's not scientific, but somewhere between 8 and 10 inches, you know, so
yeah. it, it and, was,
a significant amount of rain.
And look, I know people get angry and they get frustrated, and there are some people who have water in their cars. There are some people who have water in their houses, and we don't usually see water get in houses. Our system is designed to keep the water in the streets, and typically it does. It doesn't get in homes in Jefferson Parish for the most part. That's not the case in a lot of places today, and that's unfortunate. I know it's maddening for some people because it's the last thing you want to deal with. But unfortunately, this is the way it played out today, and this is what we're dealing with in South Louisiana this time of year. And unfortunately, it seems like it's gotten a little bit worse over the past couple of years in terms of the way these weather events transpire.
When we talk about the rainfall, have you received any recent data from the SCADA system as it relates to rainfall amounts?
The last I heard was which was about 30 minutes ago, was the 10 inches in the day and 6 in the last couple of hours. I didn't get into specific areas, but I know probably about an hour and a half ago, Harahan had about 8 inches, Elmwood had around 10 inches, and Bonneville, I don't even want to say the number because I'll mess it up and I'm not sure it's accurate because I heard so many numbers, but everybody had significant numbers today in flooding across the parish. I mean, it's just everywhere you go, there was flooding at the end of the night.
And what's indicative of that or emblematic of that is the fact that as these east-west canals that we talked about, the West Esplanade Canal, the Veterans Canal, the West Napoleon Canal, West Metairie Canal, they all start working in succession, right, that they all start to breach one after the other, moving north to south.
Right, and where are you putting the water? Where's the water going to go? That's the problem you run into. It doesn't have anywhere to go. And when you've got the ground that's so saturated and it can't sink anywhere, it just you end up what you ended up with tonight. And it's it is what it is.
Did you guys end up diverting to Pontiff Playground?
I haven't gone. I live near Pontiff. I haven't gotten over there yet because I don't think it's very safe for me to leave my house right now.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure with almost all certainty that it drained in the pond. If I haven't seen video of the pumps, but I know people have said the pumps are working, they hear the pumps, and I'm fairly certain it drained in the pond. If I just haven't seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Besides, obviously, the water situation being an issue, how is the power throughout the parish doing right now with Entergy?
Well, let me just say I have seen it with my own eyes now. My wife heard me say that. She walked in with her phone and showed me the pumps dumping water into Pontiff. So
Pontiff,
it looks like it's fully flooded, and now I have seen it with my own eyes. So, yes, a lot of water was diverted into Pontiff.
Yeah.
Last I heard, we had about 40,000 plus in JP that were out. And it wasn't as widespread as maybe I thought it might be. There was a big chunk concentrated in Kenner and chunks of Metairie, but a lot of Metairie stayed on.
Yeah.
Through this storm. So it wasn't as widespread of a power event, which means it'll be easier and quicker for Entergy to restore power in the aftermath as well, because there's not as much to deal with. And not as many poles down. Or I haven't heard reports of any real poles down like we did after Ida, where we had hundreds of poles come down in the Jefferson Parish.
Yeah. Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate the updated information, and stay safe.
Thanks, Noel.
All right, that's Scott Walker, Jefferson Parish Councilman at Large.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.